My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
1-2, this one center field. Fairly deep. Taylor back, looking, and Soto has sent one to center. Juan Soto's 26. Another home run in this one. And the Yankees back on top. The numbers continue to amass for Juan Soto.
Rodriguez, Matt Vasgersian. This place is going crazy, Poppy.
Oh, my God.
And
look out.
The- look at him. Man, he's got his Dodger blue. I mean, now it's complete.
I'll tell you what. May have not gotten a little dusty in my house when I saw Manny Ramirez decked out in Dodger blue, by the way, which I know they had to trade him. I know it was that whole thing back in 09. And I didn't even mind the trade for Jason Bay. I thought it was an okay trade. But watching him come out as a Dodger legend now, hugging David Ortiz while Mookie Betts is playing and, you know, all these Red Sox are playing. The two New York teams are still in the playoffs now in the NLCS, which is tied up at a game apiece. The Yankees taking a 1-0 series lead with a 5-2 win over the Guardians. The Mets tied it up, got a grand slam in the second inning. And the New York teams are out there having fun, and the Red Sox are home alone watching it all happen. Three of the four teams that are still alive now in the baseball playoffs are among the top five, I want to say. Top five in spending in Major League Baseball.
Hmm.
And I don't think that's a coincidence. Do you, Andy?
No. It's funny how that works. You spend money, you are aggressive. Hell, the Red Sox used to know that lesson. They used to live that life, and then they stopped living that life. But other teams are still living that life in Major League Baseball, and I love it. I love it in a sense that I know you're cynical, and you're skeptical, and you're dubious, and any other word I can find, but I think it's a continued pressure on the Red Sox that's coming from all different angles now in all different forms to get back to who they were and how they did business. Hell, I hated it the round before because it snuck up on me when I watched Mookie Betts ground out, and I'm like, wait, who just threw that ball from shortstop? Is that Xander Bogaerts?
Yep.
You son of a bitch. I forgot about him because he missed like half the year with that shoulder injury.
Yes.
And it just kind of like snuck up on me. Like, you talk about FOMO or whatever that feeling is, I didn't care for it. Even guys that we didn't get, like Teoscar Hernandez, are playing key roles.
Yep.
And Kike Hernandez, even though he's being a dink and swearing intentionally on live TV. Did you see that?
I did not see that, but I did see his celebration after hitting the home run. Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't care for that either.
I thought that was pretty funny.
But that's fine. Not something I would choose
to
do.
Just two dudes bumping wieners. Nothing weird about that. Like,
not exactly the Bash Brothers. It's a new spin on that.
It is the Bash Brothers. Yeah.
The 2024 Bash Brothers. That's where the world has gone.
Nothing wrong with bumping weenies after a big home run.
But there's all these.
I think it's a little early to anoint Adam Peen.
Oh, come on. One slip of the tongue. These guys were banging whatevers. Cups.
Easy.
Cups. It was a cup check.
Yep.
It was a mutual cup check
with another cup.
Yeah.
Which is not often how you do that.
They were knocking on each other's doors right there. But no, there's so many Red Sox memories involved in this postseason. But the bigger picture is the simple, although then there's the flip side of it, and you have like the Dodgers who spend money.
Sure do.
I've had multiple bullpen games, and you're like,
I know.
How do you spend all that money and still have bullpen games and have openers? Like
the losing pitcher last night, Ryan Brazier.
Hey, we know him.
Yeah,
old friend.
He's their opener. I mean, this is all that money, and you're still going multiple bullpen games in the playoffs in the NLCS. It's game two, right? It's not like we're at game seven. Everybody's exhausted.
Nope.
You're game two of the NLCS, and Brazier's coming out there, followed by a bunch of relievers. That guy who came in after Brazier was terrible. Knack. Oh my God, he got smacked around. He's the one who gave up the grand slam. So, like, I don't know. I think that in general, no one's perfect, and one of these teams is going to lose. So, even with all the spending, one of the Mets or the Dodgers, who are 1-5, I believe, respectively, in payroll here, one of them's going to lose, but they're there.
They're at the final four.
They paid their way in to get into the party, and now they're at the party, and whatever happens at the party, you don't know. But
wait, but you make it sound sinister.
What do you mean?
Like they paid their way in.
No, I mean in a good way.
Like they're doing business as business should be done.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean it sinister at all.
They
bought their way into college, like that scandal with all those celebrities that went to jail.
Felicity Huffman?
Yeah. You made it sound sinister. No, no, no.
Aunt Becky?
They did business the way it used to be done when you're a big market team and you have certain advantages, and that's how you do it,
right?
That's
true, and that's honestly...
They didn't buy their way into anything. They played baseball.
That's how I meant it. I meant that they did what they had to do to put a team on the field that's going to make the playoffs, and they spent money. That's what I meant by buying their way. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I think it's something the Red Sox should be doing. The Red Sox absolutely should be doing that, but let's not make it seem like, oh, yeah, it was just all a bunch of homegrown guys that came up here. No, they spent money on their roster. They made big moves. They made bold moves for big-time free agents, the biggest free agent contracts you've ever seen, and then they did it again. They did it with two different guys this offseason, and then did it again with Teoscar Hernandez. Like, it just didn't stop. Every free agent, it seemed like, went to the Dodgers. Ohtani, Yamamoto, all those guys, they just all ended up in Dodger blue, and you look at it after they've already gotten Freeman on the roster, traded for Mookie Betts, there's a couple of homegrown, like Muncy, I think, right? Is he a homegrown guy, or did he come from somewhere else? Either way, it doesn't matter. Fact is, they're doing what needs to be done. They're doing what needs to be done to win, to be entertaining, to bring a crowd in there, and to bring Dodger baseball back into the forefront. And the Red Sox used to do that. I mean, that used to be something that they were very proud of, right?
Well, they did it with the guy you were just whining about seeing in the wrong color uniform.
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez is the best contract this organization ever signed.
And that was...
It's not even close.
That was the beginning of it. And that was before,
because Ortiz wasn't.
Yeah.
Ortiz was like... A weird throw. Like, you know what I mean? He developed, and that's great story. But Manny was what we want the Red Sox to do right now.
Yep. And Manny wasn't even this ownership group.
Go get him. Go pay for him. And it can work. And it did work. You got great return on investment. He was part of the middle of your order. And he was part of the middle of that foundation of that team that went on to have a lot of success. So Manny Ramirez is the perfect example that they should be watching for what you can do and what can be right about just doing baseball business. It's going to cost money. That was what, 8 and 160 or whatever? It was like a $20 million a year deal back then, something like that. Okay, it's probably going to be double that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
I don't even know, whatever, but go spend money, go do what you need to do, and there can be a payoff. Like, it's a little bit like the Drake May thing. Remember when we were bitching that everybody said, well, what if he goes out there and you break him and he sucks?
Right. Well, what if he goes out there and he throws 3 touchdowns and you're
and
like,
he's awesome, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what if you sign players and they're not good or they get hurt or you don't get value? What if you sign Manny Ramirez and he's the centerpiece of your lineup for the next 8 years, right? Like,
absolutely.
There's plenty of examples of aggressive team building working. I would say the Dodgers are a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Shohei Ohtani? Pretty sure they showed him a lot of money.
They did.
You ever hear about Mookie Betts? They traded for him and then showed him a lot of money. Are they like, oh my God, we can't do business like this anymore?
No, Mookie Betts injury prone, even though he's been there for 5 years now with the Dodgers and they're killing it every year. I mean, it's like, yeah, everything they thought might happen if they overextended and overcompensated Mookie Betts ended up being nothing. I mean, it was just a ridiculous excuse not to pay him and not to keep him here and just not to spend money. I mean, that's really what it was all about.
So I would like Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow and even Alex Cora and John Henry, if they want to be involved, sit down and do the old school thing. Get 2 legal pads and on one of them write all the pros of spending this offseason, and on the other write all the cons of spending this offseason, and then take the one that has all the cons on it and throw it out the window because you fixate on the cons way too often. The downside, what bad things can, oh, Chris Sale, it didn't work out. Okay, it doesn't always work out.
Giolito is the last guy they spent money on. That didn't
work
out.
That was a waste of money.
Probably scared him off from spending ever again.
Oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. They act like they haven't wasted money. They've wasted a lot of money.
Sure.
Yoshida, heard of him. Story, heard of him. They waste a lot of money to actually fluff up a payroll that shouldn't be as high as it is. They're not getting return on investment.
True.
I actually think them being 11th is a little misleading. It's like it feels inflated. They're not really playing in that world. They have some, like you said,
Giolito. Their impact players are all cheap. That's why.
Right.
Except for Devers.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So
their 3 starters are all making nothing.
Forget the cons.
Duran's making nothing. Like, just focus, Cassis is making nothing. Yeah.
Focus on the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes good things can happen. Sometimes when you try, when you invest, when you go all in, when you show effort, you are paid off for it. Maybe it's even delayed. That's my Mets example.
Yep.
The Mets kind of went through a weird spend like crazy. Oh, we don't really want to spend anymore, but we're still spending a lot because it didn't really work the first year, but it worked the second year, and guess what? It's working. So keep spending. That's my get on my high horse today. Just keep spending. You have the money, right? You have it.
100% they have the money. Yes, definitely. But they want to spend money on getting into the PGA and all these other things.
I don't care about the PGA.
I don't either.
I don't care about soccer.
I don't care about any of that crap.
I don't care about the Penguins.
About their race car
group
or anything. I don't care about any of that. But Andy, they do.
The only business asset they have that I truly care about plays at Fenway Park 81 times a year. That's all I care about. And they need to realize there's a reason it's called Fenway Sports Group. That's where it started.
Yep.
Don't forget where you came from. Wow, I'm really getting like on my high horse here.
A little bit.
Don't forget where you came from. Fenway Park. You were a baseball team first before you became a big business.
Yes, Brian.
I was just going to say, they wouldn't even offer. I was just looking because Teoscar Hernandez, who's the 4th hitter for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
They offered him 2 years, $28 million. He's getting $23.5 million just this year alone from the Dodgers.
Weird.
They offered him half of what the Dodgers is paying.
Weird how they turned that, how he was not want to come play in Boston.
It's weird how he's still playing and you're watching for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
It is pretty weird. If only we could figure out some reason for that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Speaking of multi-year rebuilds, that's what Gerard Mayo said the Patriots are going to be when he was asked about it yesterday with the Greg Hill Show. We'll go down the Patriots roster. We'll start with the defense. We'll do the defense today and the offense tomorrow. We'll go down the roster and we will say who is average, above average, below average, and who is a building block for the future that you think is going to be part of this team and their rebuild here around Drake May. We'll get to all of that right after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.